What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. James Levesque here. Thank you for tuning in, making it a part of your day. I want to say what's up to all our new subscribers. And man, God has been moving. Go back and listen to the podcast this week. They're going to be amazing. They're going to challenge you. Just excited to have you here with us. Thank you for hitting me up. No matter what, man, you need to plug in, lock in. Some great words today. We want to talk about believe and trust. You know, there are people in your life that I would say are pretty trustworthy. There are people in your life that I don't think are trustworthy whatsoever, and hopefully you're not one of them, but chances are, out of the almost, couple thousand listening, daily subscribing, I'm sure some are not trustworthy. I'm just going to show, but not, you know, maybe not this group of listeners. When you have somebody in your life that you trust, it changes things, right? In my position, it really matters. There are people on my team and my staff that I love, and I tell them, I trust you, and I always say it's a $1 million check. Because when I trust you, that's all I need. I know that I can trust your no, I can trust your yes, I can trust what you say you're going to do, you do. There are a lot of people that help me that are not trustworthy. They forget, they do things, they're not sharp, they overcommit, they say yes and can't come through. They're not reliable. They're not faithful. There are people I know that will not say yes if they can't do it. And if they say yes, then you know they're going to do it and they're going to do things right. Being trustworthy matters. Why? Because I'm putting my confidence in you and ultimately your word, right? That kind of confidence will build amongst people belief and trust. You trust somebody, you believe them, they say they're going to do it, they do it. It's important that you don't, look, people trust you. Look, people trust me. And they always look to me for, you know, what's the Lord saying? What is he doing? I don't take that lightly. I'm not going to abuse that trust. For instance, I have friends, if God's barely moving in the room, they want to call it an outpouring or say that all of a sudden revival's happening. Friends, you will never in your lifetime hear me say this is an outpouring or this is revival. Unless it's legit, knock your face off, God is doing something. Because I think what a lot of us call revival is just normal Christianity, and we've got to raise the bar, right? Look, I'm writing a book on the move of God, okay, and the fire of God, and preparing for the next great outpouring. So don't be weird to me. I'm just telling you, you ain't going to hear me blowing a whistle. You only get like one of those in life. Do you know what I mean? Don't be weird. Don't weaken the things of God by calling your home group an outpouring. Do you know what I mean? But everything comes down to trust and belief. You are a believer. That's what you are. That is what we do, is we believe. And it's interesting to know that in the Bible, the word believer or believe shows up in John, the book of John, 63 times. Only basically a little over 20 each time in Mark and Luke. 63 times it says, believe. I think the Lord's saying something to us in it. And all the way in the book of John, chapter 1, we begin to see the story of the numerous accounts that it is telling us to believe. And John chapter 1, it says that John the Baptist came. It says he came as a witness to bear the light of God so all men through him would believe. It's amazing that right away, John the Baptist's life, the goal was to believe, right? Faith and belief are interchangeable. You can't believe and have faith. You can't have faith and not believe. They're one and the same. You believe, look, belief is powerful. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God, so that's how you're born again. The Bible says as many as believe him were made whole. The Lord wants us, back to the confidence thing that we talked about a few minutes ago, the Lord wants us to understand that he's reliable and he's trustworthy, and when you put your trust and confidence in Jesus and your belief in him, that's the realm for miracles. We don't chase miracles, we chase Jesus. loving Jesus and believing in Jesus will automatically produce a miraculous life, signs and wonders, healing, abundant life, the blessing of the Lord, all the things that come with it. But it's belief that does that. It's not focusing on what happens as a result of believing. It's belief. And the belief is your faith in God is only going to grow as much as your belief in His reliability. We're going to talk about more of this after the break, including an amazing scripture about believing that brings you and I as sons and daughters of the King.
Are you hungry for more of the supernatural? We invite you to join us for our weekly School of the Spirit nights at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about belief. Look, this is not a mental agreement. I'm not asking you to just agree with your mind. This is believing in your heart. It is understanding that there is a level of belief that the Lord wants you to tap into. Again, back to John 1:12 concerning John the Baptist. But as many received him, to them he gave the right to be children of God, to those who believe his name. I'm going to say that again. But as many received him, he gave them the right to be children to those who believe in his name. You have the right to be a child of God. So that means it's the Father's desire to duplicate himself through you. You are not some knockoff carbon copy. You're not a Canal Street coach purse. You are Jesus 2.0, the resurrected King inside of you, resurrecting you. You are Christ on this earth today. If people want to know where's the Lord, he's inside the hearts of his people. And the reality is that unless you understand that and understand him and his word, your belief is going to suffer. Because he has given you the DNA of heaven to be his child. Children look and act like their dad, right? I remember I never knew my biological father growing up. He was some crazy dude that, you know, basically killed people. I don't know. He's just nuts. Almost killed my mom, truthfully. I didn't know who he was my whole life. Last name wasn't Levesque. That was just given to me, but thank God it means bishop, the word Levesque. But it was a different guy, this guy, and he was my real dad. And so growing up, I was lied to about him. I found out about 11 that he actually was real. And so I wanted to find him when I was 18, against my mom's wishes, who said, this guy's an animal. You don't ever want to see him. I need to know what he looked like. Because there's something in all of us that just longs to see what did you come from, right? Like, how can in 18 years so much change? And I don't even know who this, even if he is a maniac and a monster, I want to know who he is. So I make the flight to Jacksonville, Florida. I can't tell you how weird it is flying to meet somebody that was your dad, right? That 18 years before, like, was with your mom. Do you know what I mean? And now he's just a monster and you don't know who he is. And you finally realize that he was your dad. And I'm going to the airport and I'm looking around, not even knowing who I'm looking for. This wasn't a guy holding a sign that said, James Levesque, I'm your dad. You know what I mean? Plus, that wouldn't even have been my last name. So he's there. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida airport. And I'm kind of, it was like Kings Bay, Georgia or something. Or Jacksonville, one of the airports there. So I land and I'm looking in the welcome hall, you know, to find where he is. And I'm walking, right? I kind of walk a little funny, stocky, shoulders back, just kind of arms waving. And I look, and there's a 6'4" guy walking the same way as me. Little belly, bald, not by choice, and kind of looked like me. And he had this deep, booming voice. And the minute he opened his mouth, I knew it was him. Why? Because we had the same characteristics, right? We're both looking for each other in an airport, not knowing what each other looks like. And I found him because I had his mannerisms. And when you are a son and a daughter of God, like I'm reading about here, when you have been given the right to be a son or daughter of God, you bear his attributes. You start thinking like Jesus. You start acting like Jesus. You start responding like Jesus. praying for the sick like Jesus, believing for miracles like Jesus, seeing increase like Jesus. Why? Because you have now the right to be a son and a daughter, and you will pick up the characteristics of your dad. And it's important to understand that belief and trust are the only things that are going to get you there. It's believing that Jesus said, everything Jesus said about himself is true, right? It comes from abandonment to what he says. It's in a full belief that who he is. And it's an invitation to step into the works of God, to do the very things the Lord's calling you to do. Jesus came to this earth to show us a better way to live. He came to the earth to glorify the Father. And the job doesn't stop now that he lives in you, right? Jesus gave himself to the works of God, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But ultimately, we must come back to belief and trust. Is he who he said he is, or is he not? And I believe that as we put our faith and hope in him, and as we believe the assurance of our faith that what he is good for it, everything he said he'll do, he'll do. And there's no wondering if he's going to follow through, because he always works, because God is always good. We love you. I want you to think about these things this week. I'm telling you, and tomorrow, oh man, we're going to destroy doubt and build faith. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.